if you're going to get a return or not. Now, once you've mastered that and you can, you're better educated at some of that stuff. And listen, I'm not dogging advertising. I'm spending about $50,000 in the next 3 months on Facebook advertising. So I still test things like that, and I still do things like that, but I put all of my efforts into referral marketing. You think that Ziglar has been a great referral source for me? It's been life-changing. That picture that you saw with me and Tom Ziglar was in front of Cambridge University. We went and spoke at Cambridge University, for crying out loud. I never even went to college. I grew up on welfare 2.5 hours up the road from Mobile, Alabama. It was dark in there, man. It's like Harry. They had the Harry Potter building, you know. It's like you couldn't see anything. I got pictures on the inside, man. What you talking about? People hating on me over here, you know. Like, oh, yeah, that was on the outside. Anybody can go on the outside, Howard. Do you have a picture of you actually speaking inside? You know what the terrible thing was about it, now that you bring it up? The people that we were speaking to were the heads of business schools around the world. These guys are the ones who are actually running the schools, business schools around the world. They didn't even know how to shake a hand. I mean, a guy comes up to me and actually, I came up to him, and he's standing there like, I was like, wait a minute. Does this thing move? I mean, come on. Can I just do a little coaching session with you right now? You know, I mean, really? They didn't know how to dress? Has anybody been to business school, you've been to college, and you found out that what they teach you about marketing is completely different than what you've actually learned in the business world? Yes and amen? Yes. So y'all didn't go to college either. Y'all like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? Okay, good. That's a good thing. So you place an ad. You're going to want to get a return on that advertising, right, Dave? Now, this is a guy who knows how to do it. So if you're going to do any advertising, then get with a guy like this that can at least, you know, help you get a return. But with referral marketing, you have a referral reward program. You don't pay until after you got the business. Make sense? Okay. And the time investment is really not that great. I mean, if you have a rep that just goes out part-time, we hire soccer moms, college students, they go out for 20 hours a week. How many people in your local community can a person call on in 20 hours a week? A bunch, right? Do you think if they actually knew what to say, that they were attractive and they said the right thing and they knew how to build a relationship and knew how to follow up, that they might be able to generate some referrals?
Yes.
No doubt about it. Then, now we're just talking about the basic level, right? We're just talking about white belt right now, okay? But when you move up to the black belt strategies and you start implementing some of those, it's amazing. All right, and what'll happen is exponential growth. Very important. I want to know, more importantly, I want you to know who your top referral source types are, okay? Now, here's how you figure this out. How many of you have gotten nice referrals from a specific type of company in the past? For example, in our service company, flooring companies, interior designers, and realtors are great sources for us. John Torres, his referral sources are plumbers. So that's his top referral sources, plumbers. Eric and Larry out in California, their top referral sources are plumbers. Now, it was a hard thing to crack those open, but once they figured out how to do it, it was amazing, all right? So does everybody in this room know of an industry type? Of course, your clients, of course, but I'm talking about a company, a type of company. Does everybody here know the types of companies that you need to